Would you please join me for our reading of Scripture? Tonight's reading comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Please follow along in your own Bible or with the Scriptures on the screen. Again, that is Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Hear the word of the Lord. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You know, I have loved Christmas ever since I was a kid. I still remember when I was 7 years old and my parents, my older brother, and I first came to this country from Singapore. As kids, it was so exciting being in a new country and how refreshing it was to feel the cold air against our face, especially during this time of the year. Walking around and seeing snow on the ground and the lights on people's houses and at storefronts. In the car and at home, my dad would have the radio on the station that played 24 hours of all the Christmas hits. And then being in school and knowing that you would have Christmas vacation coming up to just play and hang out with friends. But the thing I liked most about Christmas as a kid was the anticipation of getting presents. Each year, you would get the latest toy catalog and you would go through it, circling the toys you wanted as you hinted at your parents to get those gifts for you. Then when you saw wrapped boxes under the Christmas tree, you would pray and you would hope that one of those gifts were what you had hoped for and that it wasn't just more underwear or more socks. And I remember I would have a wall calendar in my room and I would just count the days till Christmas, crossing off each day as it went by. Sometimes in order to get the time to go by faster, I would grab a calculator and I would break down the number of days left, down to the number of hours left, and then to the minutes left, and then to the seconds left. Because in my kid mind, seconds always go by much faster, which was a way that I could get Christmas to come earlier. Now, I don't know about what your Christmas traditions are, but in the Menon household, we would stay up late on Christmas Eve, and at midnight, my brother and I would get to open gifts, and my parents would allow us to play with our toys till 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning. Then we would sleep in the next day and play again all throughout school vacation. It was eat, play, and sleep, and that was all I did during school vacation. See, as a kid, Christmas was always perfect, and I didn't have a worry in the world. But when you become an adult, Christmas can feel a bit different. We can often lose that excitement and anticipation we had as a kid because now we have responsibilities, people to care for, deadlines to meet, and lots to worry about. And though this season brings the music, the movies, the lights, the great food, Christmas can often add on more stress and more drama, more on the to-do list, more money that needs to be spent, and more people to visit in an already tight schedule. Under the surface of our smiles, many of us are plagued with worries about the uncertainty in our lives and overwhelmed with all that is on our plates. Some are depressed with unmet expectations and how situations have turned out. There seems to be endless conflict in our family, marriage, relationships, and even within ourselves, leaving us often short-tempered and irritable. Many have so much on their minds that oftentimes they have trouble going to sleep and staying asleep. And many times we look everywhere for answers to our problems and we look for peace for our situations, but yet answers and peace are nowhere to be found. And it doesn't make sense because people have all that they want materially, but yet have no answers or peace for their lives. People medicate, drink, or have other escapes, and they still have no answers or peace. People scroll social media or even look into the latest horoscopes for answers and for peace, but yet find no answers and no peace. We look at the world all around us, and all we see is turmoil and brokenness. News cycles are filled with hatred, violence, racism, murders, wars, and talks of more wars, warnings of economic and global collapse and other disasters. It seems like all of us are looking for answers to the brokenness that we feel and see all around us, but yet we cannot find answers because we are trying to seek such answers without God. And that is because for many of us, when it comes to God, we are resisting Him. We run from Him and we run from His ways because ultimately we think that we can run our own lives, but yet many are still unfulfilled, unhappy, and unsatisfied. And all this brokenness that we feel is a reminder that instead of trying to fix it ourselves, which we can't, these problems that we have are really telling us that we need a Savior. And Christmas is that reminder that we all need a Savior. Someone who can help us to make sense of things and make sense of our life. Someone who can give us answers to the questions that we have and the wisdom and courage to make hard decisions and have hard conversations. Someone whom we can talk with, be ourselves with. Someone who can step in and help us in our brokenness and in our pain. Someone who can give us the hope and the answers that we need in order to make it. Someone who will love us as we are, but not keep us as we are. But before anything in our situation changes, God came to us as a human baby that first Christmas day in order to change us first. Because if we are changed, then we can have perspective despite what we face. If we are changed, we can have courage to make things right regardless of the obstacles. If we are changed, even if things don't turn out the way that we expect, we're still okay and can still have hope. However, our sin prevents change, and so God came as a human baby to get to the root of and to address the sin problem in our lives that only He can solve. See, originally when God created us, He created us to have a relationship and to do life with Him. But in that relationship, He also gave humans a free will. We can either choose to love Him and choose to be in relationship with Him, or we can choose not to. Well, the first two people ever created, known as Adam and Eve, decided to rebel against God and to go their own way. And that freedom to do that brought sin into their lives and into this world. Sin destroyed their relationship with God and with each other. And since we all come from those first two humans, we inherited that sin nature as well. And how do I know we all sin? Because when we try not to do wrong, we still do wrong. And when you raise a child, you don't ever have to teach that child how to do wrong because it's in their nature to do wrong because they are sinful. In fact, we need to teach them how to do right. See, it is our sin that causes us to be broken people, and it is our sin that contributes to the broken relationships that we have, the stress that we feel, the worry for our future, the turmoil that we see and experience, the injustice in our lives and in this world. Sin contributes to all of that. Our sin hurts us and others, and more importantly, our sin separates us from God's love and His best for our lives. But on that first Christmas day, Over 2,000 years ago, the angel of the Lord gives all of us a promise. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The angel says, today a Savior has come. Today, He is with you. Today marks a turning point in your life and circumstances. Today changes the trajectory of where your life and eternity are headed. Today, there is hope. Today, there is peace. Today, there is joy, because today a Savior is here for all of us. God sent a Savior in order to make things right with us, which would then allow us to make things right with those around us. And when this Savior came, He would provide love, forgiveness, joy, and peace for all who embraced Him. The Apostle Paul, who was a follower of Jesus, wrote about Jesus' coming, saying this: "But when the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law." See, Jesus came at just the right time in human history as one of us in order to provide salvation for us. Jesus, the eternal Son of God in heaven, was born of a human woman, which meant that He wasn't just God, but also human. Paul is saying this, referring to the virgin birth, when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary. We also learn that Jesus was born as a Jew, which meant that He was also subject to God's law, which He had given to the nation of Israel. However, because all of humanity broke God's law, we are now under the dominion of sin. Meaning, because we disobeyed God and broke His laws, we became slaves to sin. Jesus would later talk about the destructiveness of sin when He said, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Jesus is saying that sin is our master and we obey it every time because we are slaves to it. And when sin is our master, we are unable to resist it. An example of that is the promises that we make to never do something again, but yet we end up doing it again because we are all slaves to sin. However, Jesus would come to earth as a human. He would live out God's law perfectly and He would never sin, which would make Him the only person who can save us from our sin. Paul continues saying that Jesus came in order to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. God wanted all of humanity to be freed from the power of sin. And as slaves to sin, Jesus would purchase us back by dying for our sins so that we could be free. See, in first century Rome, a person would be sold into slavery if they couldn't pay back their debts or in order to escape extreme poverty. Or people became slaves by being born into it. However, a slave would only be able to find their freedom when someone else purchased them and paid off what was owed to their owner. And so by Jesus coming to us as one of us, His eventual death on a cross for our sin would redeem those that are under the law, and those that He redeemed are now His sons and daughters. Jesus took on the law's curse, which is death, upon Himself, and He traded His life to die for our life, so that we might live. So we are freed from our sin at the cost of His life. By Jesus doing what He did, He purchased us from Satan by His death. And when we put our faith in Jesus and follow Jesus' ways through a relationship with Him, we become saved from our sin and we are adopted into God's family. That is why Paul says, and because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. And the proof or the receipt that we have that we are adopted sons and daughters of God is that God has given us the Holy Spirit. So God, the Father, sent God, the Son, Jesus, but also sent God, the Holy Spirit. And this third person of the Godhead will live in, through, and around us. He would guide us in all truth. He would convict us when our ways don't honor God, and with his help, he, meaning the Holy Spirit, will empower us to become more like Jesus as we learn to function in this family of God while we are here on earth. Paul continues, so you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. Believers are no longer slaves under the mastery and tyranny of sin. They've been redeemed from the law. They are now God's sons and daughters. They have the Holy Spirit to guide them. And since they are family members, they're also heirs of God. Meaning that all that God is and all that God has is used for them to enjoy and to advance the family kingdom. We can walk around knowing that we are loved by God because our full identity is that we are his children. By being a part of God's family, God has given us the best gifts, which includes a relationship with Jesus and guidance from the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness for our sin and shame, a purpose to live for that brings healing and restoration to this world, and eternal life. We were slaves to our sin, but God came to redeem us and call us his own. That is why Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus was saying that no one comes to know God and be reconciled to God except through Jesus. Jesus did not say that he will show us a way, but made it very clear that he is the way to God. He didn't say, hey, I am here to teach you a truth. But he was clear to say that he is the truth. Nor did Jesus offer a way to life, but that he is the only way to life, which means that anything that we seek apart from him for our identity, significance, purpose, and satisfaction is not the way, is not the truth, and it doesn't lead to life or lead to God. And by saying this, Jesus was setting himself apart from all other religious institutions by claiming to be God. And this Christmas, we get to make a choice. Choose him or ignore him. Choose him or reject him. Because this is the reality. Some will follow, but many won't. Scripture says he, meaning Jesus, was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Even though Jesus created the world, many of the people he created did not recognize him and have rejected all that he has done for them. But all who do welcome Jesus as their Savior and their Lord become reborn spiritually and receive new life from God. This new birth changes us from the inside out, rearranging our attitudes, our priorities, our desires, and our motives. See, when we are born physically, we are part of our parents' or guardians' family. But when we are born of God, we become spiritually alive, which now puts us in God's family. When we are adopted into the family of God, known as the church, for the rest of our lives, we are now learning how to live in this family, which ultimately changes us and the communities that we are a part of. And that is what gives us hope. Jesus came to die for our sin so that we may have life. But not only did Jesus die, but on the third day, he rose from the dead, proving to the whole world that he wasn't just a man who came, but that he was God who came to save us. And anyone who believes in Jesus will rise again with him. And that is why, when God is in our life, no matter what the situation is, God is with us and God will give us perspective. We can still have joy even in the midst of our circumstances because we are not alone in those circumstances. We are part of the family of God who are people who can walk with us, encourage us, and spur us on towards godliness. The ultimate hope is that when we die from this earth, it doesn't just end. We have eternal life with God. And those who are also in the family of God, we will be with them forever. Plus, we have hope knowing that one day, Jesus will return again, making everything that is broken in us and in this world new. He will bring justice and make things right. And that is why Jesus came, and that is why we celebrate Christmas. Because our hope is in Jesus and in his presence and who is with us and with the family of God that is around us. We were never meant to go through our life in isolation, figuring out our problems on our own. We were always meant to do life with God and with the spiritual family that he provides. And that is why Christmas brings us hope. But Christmas also gives us a choice. Will you accept this gift that God gave to you so that it could change you? Will you trust him to have lordship and first place over your life? Will you trust that he is bigger than your situations, your problems, your worries, your unknown future? For some of you here, you need to take that first step to trust this Savior to save you from your sins. For some of you, you may know of this Savior, but if you are honest with yourself, he isn't really first in your life. You function more in a way whereby you are the God of your life, leaving you oftentimes still frustrated, still joyless, and even hopeless. Well, may Christmas be a reminder for you that a Savior is there and waiting for you to allow him to lead you. But for those of you who have a relationship with Jesus, who are walking with and surrendering to him daily and are a part of his greater family, Christmas is a reminder that you are loved. Really, really loved. And that no matter what you have done, God has made a way for you to have a relationship with him and a greater purpose to live out. So for all of us today, even on our darkest day, we're not alone because love has come down to us. You may open gifts tomorrow, but he is the gift I would love for you to receive this Christmas. And that is good news that causes great joy for all who embrace it every day. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to us so that we can be reconciled to you and to each other. So God, thank you that even though we were the ones that disobeyed you, you still chose to sacrifice everything so that we can be in relationship with you. Thank you for loving us and for forgiving us. May we consider what you have done and respond to it with total surrender, because it is only you who can give us true and everlasting hope during this Christmas season, now and forevermore. You know, as we continue in prayer, maybe you're hearing all this and you realize that you don't have a relationship with God and that you want one. You want to experience His love and hope. You want to experience His mercy and forgiveness for your sins. And if that is what you want, then I want to invite you right now to ask Jesus to come into your life, to save you from your sins, and to transform you to be the person that you were meant to be. If that is your desire today, then will you pray with me right now, saying, Heavenly Father, forgive me for all of my sins. Save me and make me new. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can follow you for the rest of my life. Help transform me to be the person that you meant for me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray to ask Jesus to come into your life, then that means that you now have a relationship with the God of the universe and that you're part of His family. Please email us at info@communitychurch.org to let us know of your decision, and we would love to get to know you better and even give you some resources to help you to grow in that relationship with God. So now, Merry Christmas, friends. May you go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.